KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light snow, and 25 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like a U.S. Cellular and the Dish Network. And we picked up 0.4 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic. We do have a few schools in our far western part of our listening area that are starting late. The nearest is AHST. The AHST school district is starting 2 hours late. Also starting 2 hours late are Charter Oak, Ute, Boyer Valley, and Woodbine. In the news, a woman who was found freezing and seriously injured over the weekend in Council Bluffs spent at least 24 hours in a sewer ditch before being rescued. The unidentified woman told officers of the Council Bluffs Police Department she'd been walking along a retaining wall Saturday and accidentally fell into the sewer opening near 515 North 6th Street in Council Bluffs. She was found at around 4:45 p.m. Sunday by two men. She was said to have been naked from the waist down. Authorities say she had apparently been suffering from hypothermia after spending Saturday night outside in sub-zero air temperatures. Paramedic took the woman to the Council Bluffs Hospital, where she was reported to be in critical condition. The case remains under investigation. KJAN News time is 7:08.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down, and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores, and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
A U.S. Air Force sergeant from southwest Iowa has been killed in a motorcycle accident in southern Arizona. A news release from the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson said Tech Sergeant Dustin Jackson died after an accident near Saguaro National Park on Friday. He's from Red Oak. The 36-year-old was taken to a hospital in Tucson where he died. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The Air Force only released his name and hometown on Sunday. Jackson was a crew chief on the base fire department. He enlisted in the Air Force in 2000 and came to Tucson in August of 2008. The Air Force says Jackson recently returned from Iraq. He's survived by his parents and a sister. Authorities in Page County report two people were arrested Saturday night on burglary charges following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Shenandoah. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says 30-year-old Sarah Janine York of Shenandoah and 35-year-old Christopher Lee Jones of Essex were each arrested on charges of burglary in the third degree, a Class D felony, civil misdemeanor charges of trespassing, and fifth-degree theft. Both were being held in the Page County Jail on $5,600 bond each. Their arrests occurred at around 11:40 p.m. Saturday after members from the Page County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at 407 and a half West Lowell Avenue in Shenandoah. The charges against the pair stem from a year-long ongoing investigation into burglaries of farmhouses and buildings in rural Page County. The sheriff said additional charges are pending against York and Jones, and charges against other suspects are also pending at this time. A former Las Vegas bodyguard arrested on Interstate 29 in Iowa has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and fraudulent use of bank cards. Ken Siebert was sentenced Friday in order to pay more than $400,000 in restitutions. Siebert was stopped north of Council Bluffs last February, and more than $4,500 in cash and 209 bank cards in various names were found in his car. Siebert told authorities he was working for a tax return company that paid him to file federal income tax returns based on stolen identity information. Authorities linked the man to a Las Vegas theft ring suspected of stealing at least $2.7 million from the U.S. government through improper tax returns. The city councils in Audubon and Messina are set to hold their regularly scheduled meetings tonight. The Audubon City Council meeting begins at 7 p.m. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include maintenance of the Audubon Fire Department building, insurance matters, a resolution to reappoint Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning Board members. The Board of Adjustment would include Milo Clemenson, William Roth, and Rod Rowland. and Bruce Christensen to the P&Z Board. The Ottoman City Council will also discuss and or act on a resolution appointing the representative to a hazard mitigation committee, and they'll cover issues pertaining to the transfer station, a nuisance lighting ordinance, a water sewer maintenance contract, and compensation practices. The Messina City Council meeting begins at 7 p.m. as well, but will be preceded at 6:30 by a public hearing on the fiscal year 2013 budget. During the regular meeting, the council will act on building permits for 303 Spruce Street and 103 Rosalinda Drive, and a resolution pertaining to the installation of a street light near Messina Livestock. Messina City Council will also receive an update from MSA professionals and discuss sewer infiltration issues, discuss rainwater runoff and damage concerns from Mulberry Street RV Park, and hear from Rod Anderson about concerns over the February 14, 2011 budget hearing meetings. They'll also hold discussion on other matters that will come before them. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down, and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores, and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
And in our funeral announcements, Ruth Helen Bobenhouse Hunter, age 94, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Earlham, died Wednesday in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Ruth Hunter will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Ruby Arlene Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ruby Martin will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Yarger, age 79, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yarger will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Dean Culver, age 103, of Panora, died Thursday. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be held this coming Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Once again, we do have some schools starting 2 hours late. That includes AHST, Charter Oak, Ute, Boyer Valley, and Woodbine. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.